Hi there. It is week 45 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. Okay, I'm going to share this because it's still bugging me today. However, you may have seen my post on TikTok and you're going to go, okay, Carmel, you got to let it go. But I'm just floored by this. And some of you listening to this may not have seen my TikTok. So listen, I have Tamara in my office who is an absolutely amazing human being. And every day, I am so grateful for her. I probably don't tell her that enough, but so Tamara, if you're listening to this, I'm super grateful for you and I love you more than anything in the world. Anyway, everyone who's putting themselves out in the public or has a business, especially I think that people that put themselves out in the public deserves and should have some form of an assistant or helper, someone in their lives that is the gatekeeper. Because when you put yourself out there publicly and in such a way that you could be susceptible to scrutiny, to lies, to reviews, to opinions, all those things, you're really putting yourself and your work and what you do out there into the world. And that can be very, very hard to do. Trust me, I know. You want to please everybody, you want to make everybody happy, but it's absolutely impossible to do that with everyone. And it's very hard for entrepreneurs, or especially people who are using their gifts. So singers, songwriters, authors, musicians, artists, when you're using your gift and something that has been gifted to you in this lifetime, and you're using that A, to make a living, but B, because that's a form of expression for you, it can be very daunting to find someone or to have someone come across something that you do. Even a chef, like when a restaurant gets a review, a chef is putting their heart and soul into everything. And when a review comes out that says, oh, your food tastes horrible, it's damning. Like it just crushes your soul. Anyway, let me get to my point. So I have a Tamara, which I'm super, super grateful for. And most of the time when things are going on behind the scenes, Tamara keeps it so that I can stay in a place of positivity. I can stay in a place of love and light. I can really focus on what I'm doing. All of these things have kind of been trial and error because, I mean, throughout the course of my business and my company, there's a lot of things that I didn't know then that I do now. And so not to get into all of that stuff, because that's a whole nother 52 weeks of spirit. But we have a really good rhythm and a system. And Tamara knows how to keep me mentally in the game and knows when to ask things and when not to ask things. So an email comes in from a woman and she has screenshotted the orders of the things that she has purchased. She purchased a reading in March of 2021, a mini audio reading. And she purchased another one in May of 2021. And then the following year, she purchased another one in April of 2022. So in total, there are three readings. Now, some people, when they get their mini audio reading, they come back and they're like, oh my gosh, that makes perfect sense because this and this and this. And some people I never hear about, which is fine because I'm not usually a follow-up person. So I wouldn't expect anyone to do that with me. But we would assume that if you bought a reading in March and then you bought one in May and then you bought one in April, that you're good. So anyway, she sent the screenshots of her orders that she placed. And in her email, she says to Tamara, I am not happy with my services. I'm not happy with this. I don't think it was authentic. I want my money back. Now listen, had this have been someone who came in shortly after purchasing a mini audio reading, I think that Tamara and I would have looked at that, or Tamara, because she's the one who looks at these things. And you know what she probably would have said is, you know what, let's try this again. Maybe the angel reading wasn't for you, but let me try a different reading. She would have done something because I know her and how she takes care of people. She absolutely would have taken care of that. However, Tamara sends me a message, which is unusual because she's questioning herself, but she's thinking, listen, these readings were purchased, the last one almost 3 years ago, and the other two well over 3 or 4 years ago. Plus, if you didn't like the one that you got in March, what did you buy one for in May? And if you didn't like those two, why did you buy one in April the following year? So Tamara comes back and sends a really nice email, says, listen, I think Carmel's one of the best mediums in the world. She's truly authentic. She is the real deal. These readings are done by her authentically, like just trying to say like, hey, this is, you know, really true, if you're open to that. And no, I'm sorry, it's been 3 years. We're not giving you a refund. And so Tamara sends me a message. She goes, hey, like, are you okay with this? Because I just feel this way. I said, absolutely, I'm okay. This doesn't make any sense to me either. Then Tamara sends off the reply email. And the next email that comes back from this woman, she says in the next email, yeah, no worries. I'll just give you a bad review. I'll just leave bad reviews then. And you're handcuffed by that statement. Immediately, I feel like, well, there's nothing I can do. There is absolutely nothing I can do. One, I don't know where she's going to leave the bad review. Two, I don't know when she's going to leave the bad review. Three, we're not going to get notified of the bad review. Four, how could you? My brain is so like, what? It doesn't make any sense to me. But then what I realized is Spirit's trying to tell me something, because the day before I was scrolling through, I'm not on social media very often. I literally will make a post, get in, get out. I find it to be a very difficult place to hang out. Anyway, I scrolled and I saw this post and it said, you will go to McDonald's and they will mess up your order dozens of times. I mean, if you went to McDonald's 7 days a week, you can bet 4 days out of the seven, they're messing up your order. They're forgetting something. You're going to not have any napkins. You're not having a straw. But you keep going back over and over and over again to McDonald's. But if a small company or a small business messes up your order, people will attack them. They will put horrible reviews about them online. They will never shop there again. And they will stake them to the cross of, oh, yeah, that's a shitty business. Don't ever go back there again. Which, first of all, let me say, I do not feel that we made a mistake. I don't know what the readings were. I know that my readings are authentic. I know that I spend a lot of time with spirit before I even plus pray on the recorder. So I'm not saying what we made a mistake. What I'm saying is that by making a review against someone and doing what you're doing, you're basically threatening and holding someone hostage to say, I'm going to slam you. And other people, sadly, are going to believe those reviews. They're going to believe them. Listen, and here's what I thought to myself. I thought, oh, lady, you don't know what I've been through. If you think, and thank God I'm in a place now where I'm like, I don't even care. Like, make your review if that's what you need to do. I can only hope that the people that are interested in me and what I do and who I am will be able to see my authenticity, will be able to know that I speak to the truth, or I speak to things when I'm accused of them. I deal with them. I generally was mind boggled. But what I found really interesting is that Melissa, my daughter, and Tamara were really trying to figure it out. They were really trying to rationalize, why today? What set this woman off today that she wanted to come back and say the readings were authentic? You know, what was it? What could we have possibly done? And I was just so floored that Melissa and Tamara were so like, did we do something? Did we upset her in another way? Is this about something else? What could have happened? And I said, Tamara, the only thing that could have triggered this is that she's read my Monday morning chat email, which, by the way, that Monday morning chat email was an email where I share and I talk about being abused and raped in my marriage. So that takes it to another place, because I'm like, okay, that email that you read triggered you to come after me for a refund for something that you purchased 3 years earlier, again and again and again. Listen, we're never going to understand people. I've learned that. I have been verbally assaulted in Costco. I have been lied about. I have been shamed. I have been put down. I think the word medium, intuitive, psychic, witch, all those things, I think that puts you into this susceptible place. I honestly have had people in our other business, in our horse business, and in our ranch, if they want to swing someone against me, they'll go and say, well, did you know she thinks she talks to dead people and she scams people because she's a medium? Listen, It's the whole burn on the stake thing happening over and over and over again for people. And that's exactly the ploy or the tactic that that person thought that they were going to do. You're going to give me this? No? Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and do this. If you get up in the morning and it doesn't feel good, it doesn't feel right, it doesn't feel kind, it doesn't feel loving, it doesn't feel authentic, and it doesn't feel ethical, don't do it. I don't care if they messed up your coffee. Tell them that you wish them to have a better day and if they could make it right for you. I don't care if your order came to your home and it was broken. They can't control the mail service. And if you go back and purchase something over and over and over again, at some point we have to start calling out the Karens. At some point we have to start having a conversation about what makes people think that it's okay to be a shitty person. Because until we start exposing those people and finding out, why do you think it's okay to be a shitty person? And what happened in your life that makes you think that that's okay? And let's investigate that and heal that, because we need a lot less shittier people in the world. So I send her love. I wrap her in light. I wish her every ounce of oozing love, and I pray that anyone that ever would read a review like that would investigate themselves further. But I can tell you what it's taught me. If I read a review about a product, I'm going to make my own decision. If I read a review about a company, I might try them myself. And if I read a review about a restaurant, I'm going to try myself. In fact, I'm probably never going to read reviews again, because that's given me enough of an insight to why and how people do things. To really start to understand the human race, we have to understand that not everybody is like us, and not everybody is going to have that same moral compass and navigator that we do. I hope I've enlightened you in some way, and I hope that good reviews or bad reviews, that you always speak from a place of love and kindness, and that you remember we're all here together just doing the best we can with the knowledge that we have at the time.